talk about these things. The mayor will be on tomorrow, but I want to go to Congressman Doug Lamborn right now and talk with you about illegal immigration and where we're at right now with this president, where we are with the legislature, the House, and the Senate. And I think let's start with the biggest question, and that is, what in the heck can we do when we've got a lame duck? And, you know, in days gone by, that meant a guy just finished out his time and went golfing or whatever and didn't do a whole heck of a lot. This guy has an aggressive agenda, still looks like he's going to do everything he can in spite of what happened in France, to close Gitmo and to keep going with executive orders. Welcome to the program, Congressman, and talk to me a little bit about some legislation that you guys will be voting on a little bit later today.
Richard, there's so much we could talk about, but let's both focus and zero right in on his illegal, unconstitutional executive orders where he said, we're not going to prosecute people or consider them for deportation. I'm just going to do my own thing regardless of the people's representatives in Congress. And so I'm really outraged about all that, Richard, but I'm happy and excited that we're going to take action here in the House, send it over to the Senate. Hopefully they can succeed and we get it to the president's desk. But what we're going to do in the House this week is to defund his illegal and unconstitutional executive orders. We're going to take so much money away from these bureaucrats. If we have our way, Richard, they won't even be able to buy money to send memos to one another.
Oh, my gosh. And I know this sounds – I've been somebody who has been critical, for instance, of this administration for not providing our troops – not our troops, our guards – I wish we had troops – our guards on the borders with enough gas to even patrol their sectors and do that kind of thing. But we're talking about a president who ignores all of the rules as it is right now. What else could you do if it weren't something as dramatic as this?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, Richard. You know, one of the outrageous things about his executive orders is because he can't appropriate money and he can't create money out of thin air, he has to take it from somewhere. You know where he's taking the money from, Richard? He's taking the money for his executive orders from the people who are coming into this country legally.
You're kidding
me. The people that are paying sometimes thousands of dollars going through 5, 10, or 15 years to come to this country legally, and I applaud that, the people that want to pursue the American dream and contribute and do it legally. Yes, and I talk to people all the time in Colorado Springs who have done that. But Richard, he's using their money to fund what he's trying to do.
Well, it you know, and I have to say, and I don't want to, we could spend a lot of time dwelling on it, the psychological component of sticking it to somebody. But that really, it does seem like so many times what this president or Holder, or a lot of others in his administration do, really does seem to be not just the action, but a jab that goes with the action. You know, I know this question is going to come up, Congressman. I've got a caller, and I want to get this off the table real quickly because I know it's been on everybody's mind since last week. So, Chuck, I need your question for the Congressman to be really quick and concise, and then I'll let him talk.
Am I on there now?
You're on right now with Congressman Doug Lamborn.
Congressman, we know that John Boehner has probably been Obama's biggest ally in pushing for amnesty. You, last week, we sent you to Congress with a big mandate in this country. And the Republicans are the only people I know that completely diss their base. You voted for Boehner. I sat next to you and asked you not to do that, and you did that. I want to know, do you have your resume ready for your next primary? Because you're going to have a tough fight, brother.
All right. I appreciate the call, Chuck. I'll distill it down, and that is a lot of people would like an explanation of that vote and whether there were any alternatives, why you ended up voting along with a lot of other Coloradans for John Boehner.
Great question, Richard and Chuck. And I talked on about this with Tron Simpson on the same station on Sunday. There was no serious opposition to John Boehner. It was it was tilting at windmills. It was not serious. If it had been a serious opposition effort, that would have been a different thing. And I would have considered that. But the time to start that was when we had our secret vote back in November. When you do a secret vote, Richard, you can maybe even get more support than a a public vote. That would have been a way to start, and then maybe someone would work with the public to try to gin up public support around the country. So to Chuck, this was not a serious effort. It was. I have voted against John Boehner in the past. One of my first votes before I was ever sworn in 2006, Richard, was in conference, and I supported Mike Pence as minority leader over John Boehner. So if it's a serious effort, I'll consider it. But it was not serious.
Well, and it did concern me that, I was looking at some good names of people that I've followed on the news, and I've seen them speak a lot, because one of the things I want from a speaker is not just somebody who knows all of the back room ways that you can get this legislation here and do this and that. Sometimes it's cooperation. Sometimes it's purely using the system to your advantage. But I also want somebody who can be a really, really good speaker to the American public. And I thought guys like Jordan and Gowdy were really perfect for that kind of thing. I was surprised that they're down to, single votes. And is that something that those guys, did they even campaign on it? Did they ever have conversations with guys like you and others that, hey, if this thing comes up, why don't you vote for me? And I think most of us just don't have a clue in the world how this thing works, Congressman.
No, the effort against John Boehner was in the last 48 hours.
Wow.
A couple of people were talking behind the scenes before that, but as far as anything widespread, it was just in the last last 48 hours. Richard, yes, Boehner's done things I don't agree with, and I think the best way to hold his feet to the fire is, at this point, to work within the conference and push for the conservative legislation that we as a country need. That's why this immigration defunding of the president's illegal executive orders is exactly the right way to go. And so I pushed from within to make sure that John Boehner and the leadership brings the conservative legislation to the floor that we as a country need. And I'm going to continue doing that.
Well, and that is the deal, because I want to be real clear. I would have preferred somebody like Trey Gowdy or Jordan, but I don't know all of the background on the deals. I don't even know if those guys wanted it, whatever. Here's what I do know. I don't think John Boehner is the perfect guy, but I don't think he is the problem in Washington. The problem in Washington is a lame duck president that is far from a lame duck, a person who has gotten agenda, whether it's a Keystone Pipeline or anything else, and we've got to do everything that we can pulling in the same direction to try to stop this guy, especially on something as important as immigration. So I don't spend a lot of time sitting around being angry at John Boehner and that sort of thing. One of the things that did, you can maybe help us understand, I think, would be this. This funding thing is exactly what some of you guys were talking about before. And when they were calling for you guys in the House and didn't have the Senate at that point to do something before Christmas, a lot of folks, including Boehner, were saying, look, we're going to be in a much better position after the new year to do something about that. Explain to us how that works.
Okay. A lot of that was a discussion over tactics and timing. And the people that wanted to wait until after the first of the year, when we have more Republicans in both the House and Senate, they won over the rest of us. I voted against Cromnibus, by the way. But that debate was settled. That question was answered. Here we are today. And we are, at least at this point going forward, I believe, Richard, doing the right thing. This defunding bill is going to, at the same time, take away the president's ability to use any discretionary funds. It's going to pump up funding for E-Verify.
Good.
It's going to pump up so that we have 21,000 Border Patrol agents. So we're taking the money away from the bad things that shouldn't be funded and putting them where it needs to be funding. So that's why this is great legislation, And it's the kind of thing I'm going to push for going forward.
Do you think, you know, I always hate to put you in a situation where you're prognosticating. You're not a weatherman when it comes to, you know, the chances of these things. But give us a little bit of an idea, just, I guess, Congressman, of your gut in terms of this sort of thing passing. And we've always talked so much about the president's ability to veto this or veto that. Veto doesn't really come into play when we're talking about funding, correct?
We can send bills to the president with just 51 votes in the Senate, funding bills, appropriation bills, if it's done under what's called reconciliation. Now, apart from that, it does take 60. Now, on a vote like this, Richard, I would say the people listening right now, when we do pass it in the House and send it over to the Senate, is they call Cory Gardner, and I know he'll support it, and Michael Bennett. We have to get up to 60 votes. Bennett needs to have some pressure from people who say we don't want the president to have money for unilateral executive orders where he's ignoring the people's representatives. How could our senators refuse that argument? How can they say, oh, I'll give away my constitutional duty and let the president have it? So I want to see people flooding Michael Bennett's office with phone calls saying he needs to support the House defunding.
You know, I'll put that number out for people to do that. I mean, I would like to see this guy get the message that you'd all got, and that is it's one thing for you not to be the same party we are. It's another thing for you philosophically to be a liberal and for us to be conservative. But when you so blatantly ignore the wishes of people in Colorado, you're going to be defunded and put out of a job individually. and I would hope that Bennett would get that message, but I don't know. I do know I bargained with you in terms of how much time you were going to have on a very, very busy day, and I need to take a break. I need to let you get back to doing our work there in Washington. I chewed up a bunch of time with some questions and whatnot. Any final thoughts from you, Congressman Lamborn, before we let you go?
Richard, we are going to, people, the conservatives like me, are going to go forward into the future pushing for these conservative things and making sure that our Republican leadership is with us every step of the way. And we're going to fight President Obama when he does these executive orders that are unconstitutional, when he tries to spend us into oblivion, when he ignores our national security and our borders. We're going to do the right thing. We're going to force our leadership to do the right thing as well.
All right. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to talking with you the next time. That's Congressman Doug Lamborn. Short intermission. Phone lines are full. We'll hit them hard when we come back. Your thoughts on everything that's on the table so far right here on the Richard Randall Show on 740 KVOR and KVOR.com.
Richard Randall now. Mark Levin this afternoon at 4. AM 740 KVOR and KVOR.com.
Phone number is 540-0740. So you heard Congressman Lamborn giving his justification for what was going on. And to me, that's one of the keys. As much as I might think Trey Gowdy is exactly the right stuff, or Jim Jordan is exactly the right stuff, if Trey Gowdy and Jim Jordan aren't out there saying, hey, look, you know what? I want this job. I'll be good at this job. I'm putting together a group of people who are going to vote for me for this job. Let's go from there. I don't know. 540-0740. Elliot, you're on 740 KVOR. Good morning, Elliot. What do you got for us?
You know, I think it's not an unreasonable expectation for Colorado residents to expect their congressman is prepared when he goes on the radio to talk honestly and accurately about what he's voting on.
Okay.
Now, Lamborn said on your station that what Obama was doing was illegal. So I think, yeah, we would expect him to have read the laws in question. There's two laws that apply. 6 U.S.C., and I invite your listeners to look them up.
All right.
6 U.S.C. 202.5, which explicitly allows his authorization to, quote, establish national immigration enforcement policies and procedures. Okay? That's the first aspect of the executive action. The second aspect of the executive action is that it gives work authorization to people that are not here with immigration status. Now, if you look at 8 U.S.C. 1324, AH3B, the administration has the authorization to do that as well, explicitly under statute. So if Lamborn is going to come on your radio station and say that he disagrees with Obama's immigration action, fine. That's perfectly fine. But if he comes on here and tells his constituents that they're illegal when statute explicitly authorizes them, that shows that either he is explicitly unprepared for the job or he's lying. Either or, I don't care. But either possibility shows he's not fit to do the job he's doing without improvement.
You really don't like Doug Lamborn, is what I'm sensing.
No, I don't like people who don't get their facts straight. He did not get the facts and the law straight. And
well,
he lied on your program, where's ignorance?
Well, I appreciate the call, Elliot. I mean, obviously, you've spent a lot of time looking at these statutes. I can honestly tell you, I have not. Because there's a difference going back to when I was a trial attorney, and that is, and I still end up getting in trouble when I argue with people sometimes, because technically I may win the day on a technicality. It's like standing there at 2 o'clock in the morning with a cop. You can argue the technicalities or you can look at the bigger picture. What I do as the host of this program is I look at the bigger picture over and over and over again. And I don't get bogged down in the technicalities. That is exactly what Barack Obama would hope for you to do. That is exactly what liberals would hope for you to do, is to say that technically this is in fact legal. And Doug Lamborn is a bad man because he said it was illegal. And that's technically not true. Until and if I sit down and read all of the statute and come to my conclusion on it, or in many instances, Elliot, you know this, it takes an appeals court to make a ruling on that. And sometimes it's several appeals courts before they can rule on that, sometimes ending up before the Supreme Court, before you could even say whether it's legal or illegal. And there are going to be exactly those kinds of legal challenges to executive orders in the next couple of years. That's not the point. I don't think that was the point that Congressman Lamborn was trying to make, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, so I'll speak only for myself. I don't care whether it's technically legal or not. It is against the will of the American public. And he knows that there are no repercussions for his behavior at this point. Traditionally, most presidents, when they are a lame duck, would not do anything to inflame the opposition party because they don't want to screw over their own party in the next election. You wouldn't want to screw over Hillary Clinton or Elizabeth Warren and make it harder for them to get elected by cramming down some of these executive orders that go against the will of the American public. This is a president who doesn't care about the United States of America as we know it and as we value it. He doesn't care about his own political party, only cared about it insofar as getting himself elected. The most narcissistic, self-involved president you could possibly ever have. So I'm not going to sit here, Elliot. I mean, you can in your conversations, and I allow you to do it for a couple of minutes on the program. That's the way talk radio works. I give you your opportunity. But the bigger issue for me is, does Doug Lamborn represent my views when it comes to illegal immigration? And the answer is, yes, he does. And if his language in terms of speaking about the potential illegality or illegality of a certain statute and on and on and on, that's not my focus. My focus is the bigger question of what's good and bad, what's right and what's wrong. President's on the wrong side of this thing. It's not good for America. It's bad for America. We're seeing it in Europe played out over and over and over again. That's my response. Phone lines are full, though. We'll take your response and get your thoughts on any and all of this when we come back. You're listening to The Richard Randall Show. You're on 740 KVOR and on KVOR.com.